Hello and welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Chris Hagan.
How you guys doing?
Doing well, Chris. Relaxing week, you know, I finished classes, just kind of hanging out for a little bit. Got some, you know, doing some work done. Nice, exciting NBA playoffs to look forward to each and every night. And after a long discussion of NFL draft and, you know, sidetracking us, we have to catch up here. So this is our little catch-up period. We're going to react to all the NBA stuff, starting with a great first-round series that ended last night. New York Knicks versus Philadelphia 76ers. Knicks win it in six games. Each of these games were really tight, came right down to the wire. Battles in every game. But Knicks come out on top. They take the series. Chris, what's your initial reaction here?
I feel bad for Knicks fans because they've been so bad for so long. But you have to understand that, like, beating this Sixers team is not that much of an accomplishment, right? Like, this, watching Embiid throughout this series, and he was great last night, but he was not right. And I think, like, we knew that going in, and then he had the eye thing, what was Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was called, where, yeah. Like, he looked rough. And, like, he was actually scary to look at. And you just had, like, went to war every game. And credit to the Sixers for playing their asses off every night, because this Knicks team is frustrating to play against. And Brunson was so good, but they did not just win the finals. They get a second round series against Indiana, and then they have to face Boston. So maybe I'm just, like, annoyed at New York in general, because the Caps just lost the Rangers, and it's just a lot. Like, when they get a little bit of success,
yeah, that's
you would think that they would have just won the finals. So I just, like, let's just dial it back a little bit, maybe.
They're the act like you've been there before fan base. They don't know how to act.
Because they haven't.
No, they haven't.
Most of these people have literally not been in this situation before, winning this playoff series.
Yeah. Well, I know there's already talks, like, the Knicks have such a bad history that, like, there's talks, like, is Brunson, like, one of the greatest Knicks of all time already? Like, he's already in this contention where, like, any other team, it's just like, nice, we beat the Philadelphia 76ers. Like, it's...
Yeah. And, like, I shouldn't have led like that, because I honestly do like this Knicks team a lot. They're very likable. The way that Josh Hart and OG Anunoby play is awesome. I think Mitchell Robinson is super underrated. Like, that dude, the difference between him on Embiid versus Hartenstein on Embiid was, like, a different universe, it felt like, where Embiid was just kind of doing whatever he wanted on Hartenstein, and then Robinson actually gave him a good fight. And then, obviously, Brunson is, like, the last couple minutes last night, it felt like every shot he was putting up was going to go in. And outside of the first couple games where he wasn't great, the last three or four games, he's been the best player on the floor, both teams. So I do like this Knicks team, and Brunson is a very easy guy to root for. It's just the fans just make it miserable.
Yeah, I like what you're talking about, the Knicks team. They are a likable team, and what I like about them is that because of Thibodeau, they play seven guys, and they all have to play their freaking hearts out the whole time. They're like, DiVincenzo played 48 minutes. Hart played 46. Anunoby 45. Brunson 44. And finding those little pockets where they can rest them is the key. And I think that's what the 76ers could have done better, is finding pockets to give Embiid some rest. But the issue was when Embiid wasn't out.
And when Embiid was out, they were a train wreck offensively.
Yeah. Yeah, they had B-Ball Paul was not a good
B-Ball Paul. Center. B-Ball Paul's fun, but he sucks.
Yeah, he does.
Especially going up against the big boys that they have.
No, and they finally get...
He's playing against the Wizards, it's one thing, but they have dudes.
And they couldn't get... The Sixers couldn't get their vets all together for one good game. You know?
No, it's like they all had one good game at some point. Like, Buddy Hield had I think 17 last night. He was 20. The hottest shooter on the floor.
Yeah. And that was the only points.
He had two points the rest of the series. I couldn't even believe that. I knew that he was having a bad series. I did not know that he literally got one bucket in the previous five games.
Yeah, he didn't even play.
How does that happen?
He didn't even play in game. Is this game four? Not even a minute.
And then Batum has his moments where it's like, damn, Nick Batum, he's still doing this. And then
they disappear.
It's just not consistent. It's like every couple minutes, not even every couple minutes, like once a quarter, he'll hit a corner three or he'll come out of nowhere for a block or a put back. Like, damn, look at Batum. But yeah, I feel like your expectations are so low that he just can do anything and you're impressed. So they have a lot of work to do this offseason. I don't think this is a series they were necessarily expecting to win, although they might have been favorites going in, slight favorites. But I feel like deep down you knew that this team didn't have the juice. Having the Knicks was a tough matchup because of how hard they play and how pesky they are. And you had a still kind of injured Embiid who couldn't see straight.
If this Embiid isn't healthy, then what Embiid will be healthy, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. If, I mean, he
this is the healthy
games
he's
did he play in the regular season?
He missed.
He couldn't see.
I know, but this is.
That's got to be worth something.
He missed what, the last 30 games? Came back, ramped it up, played the last five.
Came back
five,
for a few.
And then played every game in the series. And I get he was definitely, he definitely more than 100%. Yeah. But I guess more of the question is he ever going to be 100%?
Yeah, and that's a fair question. And he should get credit for, well, I mean, they lost, so he shouldn't get a lot of credit. But he doesn't deserve the hate that
battled.
He did. In all fairness, he did. Usually he's a no-show. He had almost 40 points last night. So, yeah, I'm not going to shit on anybody on the Sixers. They just need
I can shit on Tobias Harris.
They just need more athletic. Yeah, that's true. Yes. I don't think he got a bucket, did he?
No, not last game. He was 0 for 2, 2 shots.
Game 6, facing elimination.
29 minutes. Put up two shots.
I literally didn't even notice him. I couldn't even think of him to shit on because I forgot that he was even on.
That's
so much money.
They're finally off his contract. He's finally over with. They'll have an open cap space. They just need an athletic forward that can, be competent in the playoffs, give some sort of competency into the offense. Sure, he can get – Tobias Harris can get rebounds, he can pass, but – he's turned into Ben Simmons 2.0 out there.
Yeah, it's a laughing stock.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But at least, I would take Ben Simmons over him at this point.
Not
money-wise.
You could
put Simmons on Brunson.
Not money-wise, but I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying for sure.
Oh? I mean, in the game last night, I get, it depends on what Ben Simmons. If you're getting Ben Simmons right
don't fool yourself. We did this when he got traded to the Nets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
The perfection, Ben Simmons. I don't think it's ever gonna happen. But
they need another guy on the perimeter who can play defense.
Yes.
Maybe even two of them.
Yeah, they expected a little bit more. I think they expected a little bit more from Buddy Hield. They now looking at it the Harden trade doesn't look like. They got a very good haul for it, but it's not like Harden would have made this team much better. He doesn't. They already
ran.
Yeah,
Harden would have had 6 points. I mean, you saw it in their last game.
Yep. Yeah, he would have been in the same spot as Tobias Harris. but this is it's one of those Sixers series. I feel like in a while where, they lost in the playoffs, but they really. Last couple of years, it's they should be mad at themselves. They should be contending for the Eastern Conference Finals. They should be going and contending for the NBA Finals. But they come in as a 7 seed. They had a shaky year. You knew the team was going to look different by the end of the year. They had 37-year-old Kyle Lowry, 37-year-old Nick Batum playing high minutes. Buddy Hield's going to get out of there, I bet. They have the flexibility to retool this whole roster with the two superstars around them. So
and they will.
Yeah, and they will. So huge offseason for them. This is a make or break one. We're getting into year 11 with Joel Embiid. So you gotta start at least contending for some championships soon. There's hope for them.
You're right. It doesn't feel like the world is crashing all around them, which is what it has felt like basically every year in the playoffs for 5 years in a row.
Yes.
Because they just find some new way to lose. It's just a dagger to the chest.
Yeah, in the last couple of years, it's always like...
leads this year. After game two, it kind of felt like they blew that.
Oh, yeah, when they blew game two.
Like 9
yeah.
seconds. Yeah. But then they got redemption because game five was like the same thing. It was just the teams were flipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get the miracle.
Also, while we're on that, can we stop, like, can the NBA stop releasing their reports of the officiating at the end of the game?
Two-minute reports?
Like, what is that accomplishing? I'm so sick of that.
Chuck had a great quote.
It's only happened twice, and I'm like, can we just stop with this?
Shaq had a great quote about that the first time it happened in game two. And they were like, he's like, the fuck that do for the Sixers?
Nothing. It literally does nothing.
Like they all
I guess you can say that the NBA is like on your side, but it changes nothing.
No, just get better refs in the moment. But yeah,
if they're not going to turn the result of the game around, then why would you even want to see that?
Yeah, I don't know who that's for. I don't know who they'd want that. Who would want that? But
yeah, it just makes you feel like you got screwed even more.
It's an official stamping. Hey, we screwed.
You got jobbed.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. let's. What do they want us to put the asterisks out there? NBA champs asterisks. Yeah. They lost. They lost to the Knicks in game two.
There you go.
What was I going to say? Oh yeah, if you're a Sixers fan, you're definitely like last couple years. It felt like we'll run it back, tweak a little things, we'll be fine. This team has a high ceiling. And now there's none of that talk. They got the miracle win in game five. So they actually had some luck on their side. It seems like they're always on the opposite ends. It seems like of those miracle wins.
Kawhi.
Yeah.
Bonk.
Yeah. It's a classic. Yeah. Bonk. And so there's hope for Philly. If you're a Philly fan, I feel like you're, even though you just lost, you're a little hopeful coming in. And there's no fool's gold, you know? They didn't beat the Knicks or they forced them to game seven. Oh, if this would have happened, we would have won. If this would have happened,
game seven would have been brutal.
Yeah, it would have been. In New York, that place would have come down. we could have faced Boston without Porzingis. You know, there's none of that. So,
yeah.
It's a good way to end the season, I think, for them.
Yeah, as far as losing in the playoffs go, it could have been worse. The only thing that probably made it really bad for them was the Knicks fans at their building. Like, that probably was not fun.
That seemed pretty brutal. It's funny. Game four, it's all Knicks fans there in Philly. And all the Philly people are bitching about how there's a bunch of Knicks fans there. And then game six, I gotta say, they showed up. There was a lot of Phillies
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
There was Saquon and AJ Brown were there. See that?
Joe Gibbs was there.
Oh, Joe Gibbs, really? Like the old why the hell is he there?
I think because he has a partnership with Josh Harris, who also owns the Sixers.
Yeah.
Because Josh was there.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I guess he got the invite.
Nice.
I don't know why.
Good for Joe Gibbs.
They showed him. Legend. I was like, wait, what? I can't be. Like, if they showed him on the screen, wouldn't he get booed?
I don't know if anyone I don't think anyone cares enough in Philly to boo Joe Gibbs or Josh Gibbs. Joe Gibbs?
Joe Gibbs, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Don't know.
All right. You think we adequate? Well, we'll preview them once we talk about the Pacers for the next round. We could do that right now.
That was the best series, though, I think.
Yes.
By far.
Yes. It's funny. This is what I expected. I expected the Timberwolves-Suns series to go like this, and it did not. Like a good good games back and forth, and then like it ends up in six with the better team winning.
None of the games were good. Well, no. Game four was relatively close, right?
Yeah, that was relatively close. They blew some steam at the end.
Yeah, I guess.
But
first two were over going into the fourth quarter. Game three was too. That was, I know plenty of people picked the Timberwolves to win, but no one saw that coming.
The sweep. Yeah, no one saw the sweep. What do you mean? Game two wasn't game three wasn't close.
That's what I'm saying.
Points. Yeah. Blowout
too. Because I was like thinking, because I remember watching it, and it was for a while, and then they hit like 8 threes in 2 minutes. The Suns couldn't score, and all of a sudden it was a 25-point game. The last 15 minutes were horrible.
Here, well, let's just do that right quick. We're already talking about it. Kevin Durant, like they had three players. The Suns tried to play 3-on-5, and then in game four, to avoid the sweep, one of their three players is a no show, and it's Bradley Beal. Who could have seen that coming? Definitely not Wizards fans.
Yeah, it's almost like we warned that this was going to happen.
Yeah. He gets ejected. 9 points ejection, 6 fouls. And Booker is just like trying his best. He scored 49 points, tried his best to get him not swept, and it just wasn't enough. The T-Wolves defense was just too good. Anthony Edwards turned it on. He's become the star of the league right now. And he's on a trajectory that everyone expected. You know, we talked about it. In a couple years, you know, he'll be this good. He'll give him a couple time. Give him some time. He's here. He's arrived. He's done it now. And yep. He talks his shit, and he backs it up, too. Really fun player to play. Really opens up their offense. He in the press conferences after the games, like he's like a real leader to these guys. He's telling Karl Anthony Towns just to stop fouling. He's just like they're sitting up like buddy. He's just like, you know, you're the best player out there. You stop fouling, you know, we're offense is good. So he seems like he's the real deal here. Seems like he's unlocked everything. He's a real deal.
Yeah, and the funny thing about him, and this was a point that I heard JJ Redick make, so this was not, it's not my own own material, but he was talking about how when he was being drafted in the pre-draft, if you remember, like the knocks on him and the concerns with him was that he didn't care and that he didn't like basketball, because I remember like they asked him the question about that. They were like, what's your favorite sport?
And he said football. It was
football. And just thinking about that now, of like, we're watching this kid in college, we're like, I still don't know if he has the edge to play in the NBA. And then you look at him in game one, dunking on Kevin Durant and talking mad shit as he walks back to the bench to the second best player of our generation.
And you're like, and oh, he is the thing.
Like, yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, it's not like he has a thing. It's like, oh, he is the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is funny to look back at this, because you're right. He's not the face of the league, but he's the next star. And like, he's just one of those dudes that I don't want to put him in the same breath as MJ, but it's that kind of just like killer attitude, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's that type of must watch TV too. Gotta see what this guy did.
Yeah.
Game. Yep, and as you said, not afraid to dunk on the second best player of our generation. You know, this guy probably grew up watching Kevin Durant while he's dunking on the little dunks, and now here he is just yamming on him in a playoff game, and then saying that he can't guard him, and he's right,
Yeah, of course he's right.
I thought the quotes of Bradley this is a Beal. Funny headline. Sorry, real quick. The quotes of Bradley Beal saying that I'd be damned if I get swept. And then after the game, he said, well, I'll be damned.
Wait, when did he say that?
It was before the game.
The playoffs started?
No. It was like game four going in. He's like, I've never been swept in my career. I'd be damned if I get swept. And then after the game, they're like, well, you got swept. He's like, well, I'll be damned.
That's funny. You gotta give it to Brad. He is funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and you know what's even hilarious is like Yeah, no, I won't be waving that no trade clause, by the way. Right here.
I really like the Phoenix weather. I don't think that I'll go back to Washington. You want to ship me to Toronto? Nah. That's cool. I'll just stay here. You guys can pay me 70 million bucks.
They're screwed. We're talking about a good exit out of the playoffs in the 76ers. The Suns are screwed.
It's just the opposite.
Yeah, they're like, what the hell do we do now? Like, they have no avenue.
It's so awesome having their pick swap.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what year it is.
You have like three of them.
It's a lot of them.
Yeah, and then I think you just have their picks, don't you? It's like you have pick swaps four, and then it's just their picks.
Yeah, 2026 is they have one in 2024, which obviously they're not using. And then 2026, 2028, and 2030.
You're going to be licking your lips.
That 2026, that 2026 pick would be nice.
Dude, the 2030 one's going to be that 2030 is going to be like, this. Like, what is it? Kevin Durant's going to be like 50 years old.
I mean, it's time to have that conversation. Like, where are we at with KD? Like, he hasn't made a run since the Warriors. Nope. Hasn't even been all that close.
He's been,
I guess, like the year the foot was on the line. But even that was only the
second round
conference semis.
Yeah.
So
it's,
I don't know. Like, is it? It's not. It's the team building. But
yeah, but he orchestrated that. I was gonna say, it seems like with his fingers behind the team organization, that's really the hit. And it also doesn't seem like his. Did you say his long fingers?
Got some stakes.
And the other issue is, it doesn't seem like this guy is the leader of these teams. Like, he formulates them, he brings them all together, and then they're just like doing their 9-to-5 day job. Like, he needs to be, you know, I brought you here for a reason. This is what I need you to do. This is why I wanted you here. Shit like that. You know, they got some luck with Grayson Allen. It was some bad luck that they lost him. So it's a good pickup that they have him. But like, if they seem like they, like, I think the owner said that he likes their starting five and they're just going to try to run it back. And it's like, I don't know in what universe.
Don't like their starting five.
No, I don't know in what universe there anything improves with this Phoenix roster. Like, hey, maybe you need a point guard.
Because guess what? You know who is going to run back their starting five? The Timberwolves, and they just swept your ass out of the playoffs.
Yeah. And they're going to do it again. And the Mavericks are going to get better. And I think, like, it's funny.
The Thunder, like, these teams are all so young,
mm-hmm.
and they can't be on the floor with them.
No. No, they can't. And, like, I don't, like, they need a massively upgrade, but I don't know how, they have no resources to upgrade. They have no money. They have no picks.
They can't. They've completely screwed themselves.
And, They need a sucker for Bradley Beal. That's what they need. The Wizards found their sucker in the Suns, and the Suns now need to find their sucker. Maybe it's time for maybe the Knicks call about Devin Booker. Maybe you even call about Kevin Durant.
I don't know.
Do you think there's a, like, you either, it's like a poison pill, like, you, if you trade Kevin Durant, like, you could either get a whole. Has, like, his top performance is going to be now. He's only going to decline for his trade value. So maybe you try to get whatever he's worth, but then you're just stuck. Well, you're kind of like the Nets, where it's like, we can't be bad because all of our picks are going to Washington, but we have no resources to be good. So I, like, ultimately, this conversation all is a big circle.
In a first-round pick every other year.
Yeah.
Which is the situation that they're in.
Yeah.
Like, you can get 2025 and 2027. I don't know. Like, we're past the days of, at least I think we are, of teams giving up five first-round picks for one player. Like, no one's giving up four first for Kevin Durant or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
So, it's funny. This is all a long conversation explaining why they're just going to suck up and run it back. It's not going to be the smart move.
I mean, they are in
exactly
a tough spot.
What they're gonna do. Yeah.
They're just going to have to find cheap guys.
Cheap gems.
Can fill those roles.
That's what they got
to
find.
Yeah, and it's what the Lakers have been trying to do for 4 years now. I guess they want a ring, but
Yeah, but that was when they had good role players before they could trade them all for Russell Westbrook. We'll get to the Lakers in a second. Let's finish off with the Pacers real quick. Get the East matchups done.
Oh, yeah, back to that.
Yeah, because that game was also last night. Pacers took care of business. So it was, what was this? It was, yeah, Bucks won game one. Pacers take game two. Bucks sneak again. They win another game, right? Yeah, they won game five. And then that was the Chris Middleton.
Down 3-1.
No, that wasn't the Chris Middleton. They lost the Chris Middleton game, the 44 points. But anyways, Pacers take care of business. They win in six games. And it really just, talk about another team that's a little screwed. The Bucks, I mean, like they were injured with Giannis.
I mean, yeah, Kevin Durant didn't miss the whole series.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Like I get wanting to panic about the Bucks because this whole season has been kind of a roller coaster and kind of a mess. But if there's any like Bucks fans that need to be talked off a ledge, you were still the two seed. And
three.
The best, like, yeah, you're right there. We're the three. You're still the three seed in the conference, and the top five in the world didn't play at all in this series, and you went to six games. So, like, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I agree. And I Lillard just think. What do you say?
Lillard missed a game too.
Yeah, yeah, and he was definitely injured the whole time.
Yeah.
I guess it's just tough when. It seems like they just seem older, like, and they are older. They just seem like an old team. They have a lot of old.
Well, they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like when they, especially when they play the Pacers, who are like the exact opposite, where they're just like running and throwing the ball all over the place. Like they're very methodical. And they have to have it like their way of basketball, and I just would be concerned going in there and just. Like I don't know. I feel like they could try to, try to upgrade at the Chris Middleton spot. But I guess he's pretty solid. It's hard to upgrade a B plus.
As a third guy, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Without Giannis, then maybe I'm just looking at it way more negative than I should be. Because without Giannis, this team could be, like, this team's terrible without Giannis.
Yeah, and it sucks because it's basically just a lost season then. And it had to follow last year where he was also injured in the playoffs. And then when he came back, they still lost to Miami. So it just like that those two seasons have been back to back is tough. Cause the year before was the year they lost the Celtics, right?
Mm-hmm.
In seven games, which was an awesome series. So it's not like this team is just all of a sudden done. But they have to find a way to stay healthy in the playoffs next year. I also, like, I don't trust Doc Rivers at all, but you can't really blame anyone. They do look old.
Yeah, and well, it's like...
find, like, the same as the Sixers. You just need athleticism, like, youth on this team.
Yeah, and I guess the Sixers, they have the luxury, all those guys, like, they're going to be, all the old guys are going to be gone. But now, like, the Bucks, they need these old guys to be...
Bucks, the old guys are the team.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Lopez, Lillard, Middleton, that's the team. And then Giannis, obviously.
Yeah, it's like Lillard's only going to get older, and they're just to have this year wasted, is a big, big missed opportunity. But this is also...
Lopez is 36.
This season, what is Middleton? He's probably, what, like 33, 34?
Middleton's 32, Lillard's 33. Tough when you're going up against the Pacers where everyone's 24.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had a season from hell. Like they had a season from hell. They fired their coach halfway through the season when they were the three seed and lost like 10 games. They got Doc Rivers, went below 500 with Doc Rivers. Just a weird year for the Bucks. Weird year. Pacers though.
That's what I'm saying. Like even with all that, you finish as a three seed. It's not.
Yeah, and honestly, how you put it, like you lost in six to a like without Giannis. Like honestly, that's like it seems like with Giannis, like you take two more of those games.
Yeah, probably.
This Pacers team, I can't get a read on. They're fun, they're athletic, they're good, but like Halliburton and Siakam are like, they're like B+ superstars, you know?
Yeah, I mean Halliburton, like since the season tournament, was just never the same player.
Yeah, and he's gotten more efficient again, but his shooting's been abysmal. Even in the playoffs, last night, 2 for 10 from 3-point range.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something off with them. I don't like it when my stars, like I can't guarantee my stars get 20 points. And like those are two guys in the parlay. Maybe like last night, Adam at 17.5. He had 17. Just like, man. Okay. It's they're annoying players, I feel like. Maybe this is bad analysis.
They do have a lot of depth. Like you look at the Knicks that like are running with 7 guys, and one of them is Mitchell Robinson who doesn't score points.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the Pacers and you have like 9 guys who are getting good minutes and they're all scoring. Miles Turner had 5 points.
Yeah, I know. So, and in a previous game, like Miles Turner had like 25. Like you're right. They have options. Exactly. And I think that's the plus side of this team is that they can go deep and they have the Obi Toppins, the TJ McConnells, who come off the bench and are like they don't lose any athleticism when they drop off to the bench players. They keep them out there and they can run the same thing that they've been running. And if one of the, like they also like if Miles Turner doesn't have it, you could play Siakam at the five. If you know you could play at some point you could play Obi Toppin at the five. I don't think you'd want to, but definitely try to. So they do like they're I like Nimhart. I think he's a solid role player. Neesmith has turned himself into a solid role player, yeah. Certified Boy. Shooter.
Olympics legend.
And I think within like with another year of Halliburton, after this year, bring it to his own. You know, he's only year I think 2 or 3. 4? Is he really that? Is he 4?
Halliburton?
Yeah.
I think 4 sounds because he was with the Kings.
Yeah, I think it's 4. But another year for him to grow and become the superstar that he will become. They'll be fine. I think this will be a good series between the Knicks. And the Knicks, as you said, we were talking about the depth. The Knicks better get some rest between now and Monday because the DiVincenzo is going to be playing 48 minutes again. And Jalen Brunson is going to be playing. And they're going to be tired.
The Pacers are going to throw 10 guys at him. They're going to run them up and down the court.
They're going to be so gassed by game 3.
Yeah. But it also works for them, though, because they're so scrappy. But, like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. When the Pacers get out of rhythm, it's going to be really hard to score points. And I think the Knicks are going to frustrate them defensively.
I like that. I like that take. I think that there's going to be it's going to be heavy on the running game 1 and 2. Pacers, especially away, are going to try to tire them out. So then games 3 and 4, when they're at home, they can set the tone. They can set the pace. And you just gotta survive the first 2 games at MSG. Kind of like what we were saying with the Sixers. You can steal one of those games at MSG. You'll be looking good. But that should be a fun series. Hopefully it's I think all these Knicks series are going to come and be sort similar to what the Philly series was like, just because of how you were saying they're a scrappy team. They're a team that
and
is able
just,
to go on runs.
Bring teams to their level, regardless of how they are. That's like the Thibodeau way is like, you might beat us, but
you're going to kill us while trying. Yeah. Yeah. you're going to leave with a bloody nose. So,
and also in that series, I think it's tough to pick against the Knicks because they have the best player on the floor, I think, in Brunson. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have a ton of confidence in Indiana that they have like a dude in the last 3 minutes that's going to be taking the shot every possession.
Yeah, and they
I like Halliburton a lot, but he's not a bucket getter. Like Brunson, where like you need a basket on this possession.
He can get you the basket. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like Brunson is the guy.
No, and they have late. I know what you're saying. They have late in the game guys, but it's always someone different. It always turns out to be someone different in those late game situations.
Shout out Josh Hart for hitting that three last night.
I was just about to say
couldn't have been more wide open, but
I was going to say the clutchest he's player still on the Knicks.
Pass.
Yeah.
Like he, no one within 20 feet of him, and he immediately looks to Pat, and I was like, shoot the ball, buddy. This is your moment.
He had a couple of those, especially game one. He had the two. Was it game one or two that he had like the two fourth quarter, 3 minute left threes? Anyways, he's been clutch for the Knicks too.
Yeah.
All right, we're going.
They're almost pass first to a fault. Those guys. Like sometimes it drives me crazy. Sometimes I'm like, shoot the freaking basketball.
They're just great teammates, Chris. They just love each other.
They power are. Of love. They do love. Well, it's those three freaking Villanova guys, and all they want to do is pass the ball to each other.
No, I said it's your turn. All right.
Until the last 5 minutes, and then Brunson's like, "I'm not passing either. You dopes the ball."
All right. What series have already been over? Celtics. They beat the Heat, beat him 4-1. They had the one hiccup in game two.
You're stressed.
I was stressed a little bit. After game three, I wasn't, though.
Yeah, I figured that.
I was like,
we came crashing back to reality.
Yeah, the Heat literally, I tweeted it out. They had, and I was more worried because it was already game two and they had to do it, but they had to have an historic game to beat the Celtics even once, and they did. they made the most three-pointers in their franchise history. That's when they beat the Celtics. What's more concerning is now Porzingis is out. He is has a calf problem. Should be out until if they make the conference finals, which hopefully they do. Al Horford's in that spot. I don't think it'll be too much of an issue for round two matchup. But if we need him at least by the finals, if we want a chance to beat Denver here, and this Celtics team is so frustrating. They're so good, but they're so frustrating. Like, Tatum, come on, 16 points. I know they won by 30. I know they won by 30, but it's like,
I don't know. Do you just like have to find things to complain about?
Maybe.
Like, God forbid you're. Maybe. I guess like the way that the last couple of years have ended, I don't blame.
No, you. Yeah, that's the thing. Is like I have, like there's no. I'm not getting added on confidence. I'm not getting. Like I guess my confidence can only go down. Like it's already at its max. Like I think they're gonna win the finals. Like that's my like and. So it can only go down. So seeing like little things, that I can bitch about on the podcast is why I have a podcast.
I'm not gonna gatekeep you.
No, I'm just gatekeeping.
I'm just pointing it out.
No, and like
plus 120 to win the finals.
I know that's ridiculous. Absurd. It should be Denver with those odds. I like.
Well, I think if it gets to Boston, Denver, I don't know who's gonna be favored. Because that like the reason the odds are like that is because the Celtics have such a easy road to the finals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas Denver is going to have to go through Minnesota and then.
Yeah, that's true.
Dallas or OKC. Boston has to beat Avs with the Magic. And then the scrappy Knicks, I guess.
This is my point. Like, I didn't care all regular season because I knew they were going to just, like, win a bunch of games. And now there are these playoffs where, like, they should beat every one of these teams by 30 every night. And
yeah.
I guess, like, the only thing I could ever, like, be worried about is when they don't beat him by 30. And it's like, well, why didn't we beat him by 30?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like, if the Cavs series goes in six games, you're going to be like, what's wrong?
Yeah, it's starting to be like, dude,
it's going on.
I mean, like, this team's terrible. They're never – well, and, like, especially you see, like, you see Denver and, you know, they're just like a – they're just a machine. And I'm sure they won't look as good as they do against the Timberwolves as they did against the Lakers. But – I know that's probably the end of the road there, and if we're losing two games of the Cavs, we're screwed. If you can't face Denver, I don't know. I think we'll be fine.
Your shirt, by the way?
Yeah, the district, baby. I was thinking about this actually before the pod, because I think I had a Wizard shirt on last pod. It was just under a Celtics hoodie, which is funny. But I feel like Skip Bayless. MJ shoes never lose. Wizard shirt never lose. Can't lose in the Wizard shirt. But
you can lose in the Wizard shirt.
Who's that?
The Wizards.
Yeah, the Wizards could definitely lose in the Wizard shirt. I'm glad to see the stupid Heat and their stupid fans on Twitter get wrecked in three games. Like, at four games. They got wrecked in four games. So that was fun. A little bit of revenge, even though no Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that was, like, just punishment.
Yeah, if you're a Heat fan.
Congrats, you're on the play-in game.
Yeah. Oh, and it's like, and congrats, you wanted to play the Celtics. Like, here you go.
Yeah, right.
Here are the Celtics. They do need Porzingis back eventually. I do think that they'll be just fine in the next two rounds. It will get interesting if they face the Knicks, though. That'll be a scrappy series.
The NBA is so excited for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, the only thing...
They will not let the Pacers win that.
Definitely not. The only thing that would be more exciting for the NBA is if it was Knicks... if it was Knicks Celtics on one side, and then LeBron is waiting for them in the finals with the Lakers. That would just be like an NBA wet dream. Be like, oh, like here we are.
Yeah.
Like this is what we need.
Yeah. Well, if the Lakers didn't have to play the Nuggets, they'd probably make the finals.
I know. It's funny. I was thinking about that because you were talking about should they tank the play-in game to face this Thunder. And I think they could have beaten the Thunder because they were a decent team. Like they just had to face Denver. I thought they were a pretty good team. But the issue was...
But you're going to have to face Denver either way.
Yes. You would have had to face Denver either way. And if you go all the way to the Western Conference Finals, all of a sudden that's a gold star for the organization to just run it back again. And you don't want it to run it back. So now you fire Darvin Ham. There's going to be roster changes. The Lakers, they're in purgatory. They sold their soul for the bubble championship. And really, it's funny. They didn't even sell their soul for the bubble championship. They sold their soul for a year and a half of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Like, they got rid of every good piece that they had from the championship run. If they would have just run it back and then, we might have been talking about two Lakers championships by now. Oh, well. Wasting LeBron's career.
I never said that.
No, I think it's a... I think it was a LeBron just trying to think we need three stars. We need to do this. We need to do that.
Yeah.
So.
It's an antiquated way of thinking.
Yeah. LeBron will be a free agent. That is leverage for the Lakers. He's going to go back to the Lakers. Not a dream scenario because personally as a fan of the Boston Celtics, I wouldn't want this. But as a fan of the league, this would be cool. Tobias Harris leaves. LeBron James, give him that money. 76ers draft Bronny. LeBron Embiid Maxey.
Can't imagine LeBron.
Kelly Oubre.
Like the fit, just from a personality standpoint.
It's funny. It's because of that.
Is he ready to get booed at home? He has a bad game.
It's funny.
I don't think he's ready for that.
Philly would become I feel like they'd become a Kobe town just to hate on Bron. Kobe grew up here. LeBron can't step foot in here. Can't be a Sixer.
Well, unless they won.
Unless they won. Yeah, and they'd be like, I'm the greatest Sixer of all time.
Yeah.
LeBron. I think it's a good fit, though. I'm sure he's not leaving LA, but I think it'd be a pretty good fit.
Yeah. It would be interesting. Also, we were just talking about how they needed young guys that are athletic. LeBron's a genetic freak, but at some point...
Nah, he'll never slow down. He'll play till he's 50. They'll never take my sunshine away. the Nuggets, they're rolling. They look great. It'll be interesting to see if Minnesota has the firepower to step up to them. I feel like if any team can, build-wise, the way that their team is built, it's Minnesota. They just have the big bodies to fly at them. Murray got injured in one of the games. Never missed a game against the Lakers, but was like questionable for game five. Ends up getting the game winner, so I guess he's fine. Yeah, and 32 points. I guess he's fine. But it's funny, they don't have as much depth as they did last year. They're running they're running with their five guys, and there's a little bit of Reggie Jackson, a little bit of Christian Braun, but that's about it. And I guess Christian Braun kind of showed up in the later half of the playoffs. You know, he showed up in the finals, showed up in the comp finals against the Lakers.
Like a game at a time, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he had his moments, but I guess it wasn't anything consistent or for a long period of time. But if they can get him going off the bench again, that'd be huge for them. I still think they're the most efficient team with 4 minutes left. They always know where they need to go, what their spots are. Michael Porter Jr. just sold his family for these playoffs. Have you been seeing all of his brothers? He has three brothers. One was the one that got arrested or got kicked out of the NBA, banned, because he bet on his own unders. One of the brothers, I think, got a DUI.
Brother
got like a DUI and killed someone. And then I think he had a third brother arrested this week. So he sold his family. He sold his family for this championship.
Coben Porter sentenced to 6 years in prison.
So he's got a lot of pressure on him. We'll see if it seems like he's rising to the occasion, though. So good for Michael Porter Jr. there. Hopefully his family is all right.
That's a lot of brothers to be having issues.
I know, in a 3 week span too. It's like their parents must be going through hell right now. God damn.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. What else we got? Anything finished that we haven't talked about? Oh, Nerd. Thunder Pelicans. That happened.
I did not expect this. It did happen.
The first two games
were tight, though.
Yeah, they were close. They were really close.
I think, like, once the Thunder got a win under their belt, they were like, okay, we're way better than this team.
Oh, it was actually just the first game. It was just the first game that was close.
I thought the second game was close.
No, game two was a 30-point game.
Oh, never mind. I don't know why I thought that then.
Yeah, you're right, though. After that first win, that point stands. your point still hands. They got their win. They're like, all right, this isn't as hard as we thought. And then just kind of just blew them out of the water. I still wish we saw some Zion here.
Pelicans didn't score 100 points.
No.
In the whole series. They didn't even get that close.
Oh, that's bad. That's real bad.
I mean, their best player was missing, so it's kind of like throw them in that Bucks category.
We were robbed.
When is Zion going to be healthy?
I know. We had it all year. We were fine. We had it, Chris. Mm-hmm. We were so excited. We saw the play-in, too. We saw a glimpse of it, and it was just robbed.
Yeah, the play-in, that was so messed up that we saw that.
I know, that we saw what we've been waiting for four years now, and now he's getting – he got stripped away from us.
Like, Chris, can you imagine them playing the Timberwolves in the playoffs?
Ant
against Zion?
Dude, just this this matchup. Let's run it back next year with a healthy Zion. Chet versus Zion. Yeah. Shea. That'd be great. They need to get rid of CJ McCollum, though. CJ McCollum's trash.
Yeah, I feel like the clock is ticking awfully fast.
Brandon Ingram, we need to have, like, what's up with this guy? What's up with this guy? Is this guy going to be...
Flatline.
Is he going to be consistent ever? Is he going to be a superstar ever? I mean, he's built like Kevin Durant. Everyone called him Kevin Durant coming out. 8 points.
I mean, he's 26.
Talk about time's ticking.
I mean, make a name for yourself. But
Dorcher Chamber.
Like, you got to step up. Dorcher Chamber. The Dorcher Chamber is real.
Oh, it's real. It's definitely real.
He is tough.
I love the Dorcher Chamber.
It's not a joke. It sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke.
No. Remember when he was harassing LeBron, like his rookie year, the start of the Dorcher Chamber? Yeah, the Pelicans, they have a lot of good pieces, a lot of things that they can work with, but they just need to see Zion healthy to piece it all together and figure it out. I think if they can, they should try to sell high on Ingram.
Sell high? Like trade him?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's trading for him.
Well, get what I like if you get something for him, that's what I would do. Right,
I don't think ownership would do that, but
why not? Just because the name value?
Because he's Zion, he sells tickets.
No,
yeah.
Ingram, not Zion.
Oh, Ingram. I don't know why I thought.
No.
I wouldn't hate that.
Yeah, like because I just think clearly, like he's given the opportunity to be the number one multiple times because Zion has been out this whole time. Mm-hmm. So it's like you've had the chances here. It's clearly not going to work out.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything that we can make? I was gonna say Nakers, but I'm actually wanted to say Clippers. Don't know what I was doing there. Clippers, Mavericks, and Magic, Cavs, and tonight or play their game sixes tonight. May or may not end. God, I don't know which one you want to start out with. I'm having a brain fart right now. I'm having a complete brain fart. I just lost
the,
all of
the Clippers are toast.
Okay, all right, there you go. Take the reins.
I think, like, watching James Harden in the playoffs, and I know, like, he was really good in game four, and then game five, when you have him and PG both just complete no-shows, it just reminds you of, like, oh, right, like, we've seen this before every year for the last 10 years. Yeah. Why are we thinking anything different? And without Kawhi, they're screwed. I know, like, somehow they've been able to win two games without him. But I guess, like, it's not fair for me to say that, but I think it ends tonight in Dallas.
I think they have the Dallas has the momentum. Luka has not been shooting well, but I think he's finally starting to turn it on, where I think that one of the games that they lost, he said that he needs to do better of helping Kyrie out there. I think he has gotten better. He's gotten a little bit more efficient in the past couple games. But I think we see him turn it on. Like he's been shooting 32% this series. That's not very good.
Yeah, we've seen like 70% of Luka.
Yeah.
Basically.
And I forget that he twisted his ankle in game three, the beginning of game three. So makes sense why we could see some sluggish activities from him. But I'm in the same boat as you. I think the Clippers are screwed because if they bring back Kawhi,
another team.
Yeah, and when if they bring back Kawhi, they're too slow. They're not fast enough to keep up with the the Mavericks because Kawhi, even though he's very good, is hobbled out there and he's on like one leg when he is playing. Without him, they kind of just. Like once Russell, it's funny. Once Russell Westbrook decided to stop being good at basketball, it was it's really hurt them because it's hurt their bench massively. They
good analysis right there.
Yeah, thank you. But like
once Westbrook started sucking, hurt the team.
Well, he was but he was a big important piece.
No, I know what you're saying. Because we had definitely talked before where it's like Russ has actually been a pretty good piece for them off.
Yeah, and he was an important piece too, where he was the change of pace guy. You know, they would sub out Harden, they would sub out Paul George, let Russbrook come in, do his thing with the bench unit. It seemed like it lit a fire up in the bench. So With him not being out there, or at least not being efficient at all, and being quite terrible, they have no offense basically. It's a long-winded statement of no offense. The Dallas defense has held them to 93 points last game. They held them. What is it? Sorry, 93-90, 116 with the game that they lost. And then 109 in another game that they lost, but under 93 times in this series for a team that we were worried about their defense the most. Pretty impressive. Pretty good if you're a Mavericks fan. Kyrie Irving's been playing out of his mind. He's a wizard out there. Like actually,
have we just like forgot about Kyrie Irving?
I think
on Luka's team and like
there's so much hype with Luka, and it's like, oh yeah, they also have Kyrie,
who's like sometimes better than this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and he just hasn't like brought that much attention on himself recently. So
no, he's had only, like, an A plus
Kyrie when doing weird stuff and in the news for other reasons. But
yeah, he's had an A plus Kyrie season. He's had no drama. He hasn't had a major injury. Mm-hmm. Hasn't said anything weird. Hasn't done anything weird. And you're right. People just like to focus on Kyrie Irving when he says weird things, not when he's a magician at basketball. But some of these plays this series.
Kyrie Irving had averaged 25 points a game this year and shot 41% from three.
Nobody cared.
And I feel like I never hear about
him. Nah, nobody cared. He's like, it's funny. He's like the, if he's not doing weird shit, it's like he's like the Utah Jazz of the past couple years. It's like the Jazz could be.
He should. With a one he's season. Such an exciting player.
Oh, I know. And his highlights are.
Yes, he's overshadowed by Luka, which he probably hates. Well, maybe he's just matured. I don't know.
I was going to say, maybe he hated it at first and now he's just like come to accept it. And honestly,
yeah.
As much I'm sure everyone wants the fame and everything that comes with it, but if like, if you're in that position where the blame goes on Luka and the blame goes on, and the praise goes on Luka, and you can just hoop and do your thing. Like, I feel like Kyrie more than anyone has wanted to not do. Actually, no, I was going to say stay out of the limelight, but he does bring himself in the limelight pretty often. But no, I got a train coming. If my brain wasn't derailed enough, there's going to be a train coming by. But PJ Washington's great for them. Daniel Gafford's been great defensively for them. And we've seen some glimpses of Derek Jones Jr. just
Lively.
Popping out. Lively's been great.
They've just been getting like random like 15-point games from guys that don't score.
Yep.
And what you need in the playoffs.
And they relied a lot during the regular season on Dante Exum. And the past couple games just haven't been able to play with him playing poorly or not even playing at all. Like, Jaden Hardy played six minutes the last game, just randomly dropped 14 points. So, like, they have guys.
It is, like, yeah. It's supporting cast that Luka has had. Well, it doesn't feel like that. It is. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the best set of guys because he has that second superstar in Kyrie, and then he just has guys that complement him so well. Like, Gafford and Lively on the same team. The way that he passes the ball and like plays off pick and roll should not be allowed.
Did you see the pass that Kyrie gave? It was Lively yesterday or last game. It was like a bounce pass that pants. The bounce pass became an alley oop.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what the hell? And Kyrie just does it behind his back, just bounces it in the perfect spot for him to go and grab it.
Yeah, yeah. When they're rolling, they're like one of the most, maybe the most fun team to watch. When they get cooking on offense.
Yeah, because Luka and Kyrie really, because they can just make the most wild layups you've ever seen in your life. Like,
they can
Kyrie,
make any shot.
Kyrie had one with
like they can pull three, from
three Clippers, hands, like basically palming the basketball, and he made the bucket somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible.
And as we were saying, they get nights. Like last time, Maxi Kleber just hits, he's done nothing all series, just gets 15 points, hits like seven threes, yep. 5 for 7. He was. I read today that he was 4 for 8 the rest of the series, and today he was 5 for 7. So,
yep.
Good day by the.
They did that. They have like a Buddy Hield game every game from somebody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the Clippers need that. Like, they need an Amir Coffey game. They need a Terrence Mann game, Norman Powell game. One of these. They feel like their role players haven't been able to step up where they have, all season. PJ Tucker game.
It's funny because we always what, like 6 points and 8 rebounds.
Yeah, monster game by PJ Tucker.
But like, we always, I feel like the Clippers is one of those teams where we always talk about how impressive their depth is, and then all of a sudden it's
and then they
just,
don't show
like,
up
it's not anymore.
Yeah, and then they just yeah it's weird.
Yeah, it's great in an 82 game season because it keeps your guy fresh, but like when you got to go up against starters for 45 minutes, depth can only get you so far.
Oh, and clearly doesn't keep their guys very fresh at all because the Clippers have it. Yeah, exactly. Clearly doesn't help them at all.
Like when they have to play playoff minutes, they're like, nah.
Like, Paul George is a free agent this year. I don't know if they extended James Harden or not. I think they did. But they'll have Kawhi. They extended Kawhi. If you're Paul George, do you want to come back to this? Like, will he, won't he play type deal? Like, I've been doing this for 6 years, buddy. Kawhi, you going to text me if you're going to play game five? This is a fucking playoff game, man. I'm trying to win a championship. So I don't know what the hell the Clippers do after this. As you said, they're really old. They're another team that might be forced to run it back just because of assets.
Yeah, Harden and George assets. Are both 34. Kawhi's at least 34, right?
Yeah. Did you find it?
Oh, no, he's 32. That's surprising.
Feels like he's 37 just because he's already, he won. It's like you're a player. He won a championship on the Spurs so and the Raptors. Yeah, so young. And then he's just been... haven't even seen him like since basically. So,
yeah.
All right.
Tarnat 7 points.
Cavs Magic. Got the series even going on. I feel bad for these two teams. It's like, sheesh.
I know. I feel like the games have actually been pretty good, but I've watched like 5 minutes of the whole series. And it's going to go to 7, and no one's going to give a shit. And then they're just going to get swept by the Celtics.
Yeah, I think that's honest. Like they had,
like, these teams are just battling night after night. The defense is so intense.
The Cavs have scored 100 once.
Like, it's just,
and it was in this win. Yeah, it's weird. They've both had like the Magic had two blowout. Like, they basically every home team has won the game, and they'll go on like it'll be a massively defensive game. And then there'll be like one player that just like pops off. And the one player is who wins the game, basically. Pretty simple. And
Pala had 39 the other night, and they lost.
Oh, that was when they lost on the 1 point loss.
Yeah.
It's funny, early, like in the first two games when they were at Cleveland and they were losing, the Magic, they I know they're young, and it looks like their first playoff series for a lot of them, but They have just no, they almost have no awareness besides Paolo. Everyone else just looks kind of clumsy and goofy out there.
Mo Wagner had like a 2 minute stretch in the game that I was watching where he looked like Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh yeah, he
just got like way too excited.
Yeah,
and then like tripped over himself and had like unblocked after he was like pumping his chest and talking mad shit. I was like, yeah, that's the Mo Wagner that I love.
I love Mo.
Because he acts like he's a top 10 player, and then he'll just have like this burst.
Yeah, he's like Grant Williams.
A couple buckets. Yeah, he's a lot like Grant Williams. Yeah.
Lips.
Yeah, he's got some smackers.
Oh my god. Yeah, but then you have nights, it's weird. You have nights like Franz goes off and Paolo has 9 points. I mean, it's good for Franz. Hey, he's needed this. It seems like he had a second half of the season where it wasn't very good for him. But there's never, like, I don't know. It's not like a lot of these guys are scoring in bunches. And they're both boring teams. I'll just get it out of the way.
How much of the series have you watched?
I've watched, like, none of this. I don't care. I don't care about this.
I don't care either. Like, I feel like we've already tried to do too much analysis of games that we are not watching.
I've watched most of the other ones. I haven't watched any. I was terrible at the Thunder Pelicans. I didn't watch any of those. This Cavs Magic series sucks.
It doesn't. That's the thing.
No,
like,
no.
The first two games, all the games in Cleveland have been pretty good.
No, they have not.
Game five was awesome.
Game five was
the
great
ending.
Yes, I saw I got saw the ending of game five. Game five was sweet. You can't tell me these other games. All
right, maybe I'm just...
I think you're
losing this to myself again.
Yeah, I think
you're... Game one.
Game one, it was 15-point loss, 10-point loss,
30-point
loss. Yeah, like these...
Game two,
like, everyone just looks sloppy out there. Like,
you're right.
I will say, I guess from a Celtics perspective, I'd rather play the Magic because Donovan Mitchell. Nah, just because, like, yes. Donovan Mitchell, like, can he could score 45 in a playoff game. you know, steal a game in the Garden.
And they could still lose by 20.
Yeah, that's true. No, both these teams just look like they're like the Magic are a year too early. They're just this is their first like they're like Bambi. Mm-hmm. They're just like learning how to walk here. And the Cavs, mm-hmm. they don't know how to walk. They're like walking backwards. Like, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're playing Marcus Morris, senior. I have no clue he was on this team. He played 26 minutes in a playoff game.
He does that. He just like shows up.
He just appears.
Like, oh shit. Like he's where the on hell this did he team come from? And still in the league? Did
dude,
he playoff minutes?
This team gave playoff minutes to Marcus Morris Sr. in 2024, Caris LeVert, and Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, I saw Thompson was 3 minutes. Here.
What are we doing? What are we doing here? God damn, there should be a rule.
I can't believe
like,
he's still on the Cavs.
It's like Marcus Morris Sr. has to be in a playoff team.
Yeah.
And his brother. But I think Markeith has to be on the west side and Marcus has to be on the east side.
Right, yeah.
You have to separate them. And then the ultimate goal of every NBA season is for the brothers to meet in the finals.
Line up in the finals, yeah. Just is something silly.
All right.
That's funny.
I think we've overexhausted our knowledge of Magic Cavs. It's funny too. Like you're looking at all the logos and everything. Those look like the two boring logos too. It's like oh, it's a basketball and a C. Like these are great. Can't wait. Can't wait.
As if the actual basketball wasn't enough, their logos suck.
Dude, if you're in Orlando or Cleveland right now, you just hate us. You're not a big fan of the Wise Guys
yes.
right now. All right. But I think that does it. I think we've overexhausted our knowledge for now.
Yeah, that felt good though. It's nice not talking about Topgolf.
Did you see Drake May cook a burger though? Did you see him cook a burger?
Oh my gosh.
He cooked a burger for you. He cooked a mean burger. He's anyways. See everyone on Tuesday for more basketball analysis. And Chris, I'm coming back. I didn't tell you, but I'm coming back to bring you some MLB right. questions.
Let's go. Oh, I thought you meant like you were coming
oh,
back.
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet. That'll be next Friday. Okay. Next Friday, I'll be back.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, we got another moving day.
Yeah, we'll have another moving day.
To post the best graphic in
yeah, the greatest
Wise Guys
of all
history.
Time. But I was saying we'll have to bring back some baseball and I'll have to throw them some questions, see how the season's going so far.
1 month in. Right. Lots going on.
Well, see everyone on Tuesday. Thank you for listening.